Learn Shon Ishra B'chaim Luz B'shushayim Moshe and Daniel Rivka B'smeisha Zeri Yisrael Menachem and Moshe Yischus for Shalim B'chaim Moshe and Malkim and Bracha B'sar Malkim Matchitz with Fagaldino and Yischus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So holding Siman Reish Nun Zayin, still continuing on over here with Hatmana. We are at Sif Ches and we just started Sif Ches yesterday. We're a couple of lines into Sif Ches. So yesterday we said that when I go ahead and I do Hatmana on top of the stove. So in our modern day times, I have a pot on top of the blef, and I go ahead and I put a insulating cover over the pot. That would be atmana, that's mice of hevel. Okay, now says the mechat, right? So simple, that is atmana mice of hevel. You're not allowed to do it, even if you do it before Shabbos. Umiyu, says the mechaber, kol shehi be'inyan, she'ein ha'begodim noigim be'kedera, that the covering, this towel or whatever covering I'm putting over the pot, does not actually touch the pot. And the Mechaber is going to go on to explain the scenario. Even though there's a fire under it, so we'll see soon, what does that mean that the covering is not touching it? How is that possible? We'll see that in a moment. Since that's not a normal way of atmana, shari, it's muta. Okay? So far, he said, and if I have my pot on the blef, I have a cover over it, but the cover is not touching it, then it is mutter to do. That's not considered atmana, that's mice of hevel. But how is that possible? Says the Mechaber, explains, Hilka, therefore, Heichet shemaimit kedeir al gabe kira, you put your pot on top of the stove, like kupach, or the other kind, the one that only has one hole, v'yesh bem gecholim, that there's coals in it, v'ein shulei akedeira, noigim b'gecholim. Now, the Mechaber is telling us a side point. Remember, the Mechaber Shita is that the bottom of the pot is touching the coals, that's considered atmana. Rama argues, but the Mechaber over here is going with his Shita, that if once it's touching the coals, it would be atmana anyway. So he's telling us, talking about a case that's not touching the coals. So far, I don't have a hatmana. Shio mikra, that's considered just leaving it on the pot in an umuta. And that would be mutah piyadrachim shenisparim simuration of gemel. In the cases that we said, you're allowed to leave a pot on, assuming you're meeting all those criteria, you're fine. Ve'im nasan al kadeir kli rachav. So I went ahead on top of the pot. I put a large cover, a piece of wood, or I take a 2-quart pot and I put on the cover on top of it of a 8-quart pot, a much wider cover. She'ena nageya b'tzidei hakadeir. Now, that cover is larger than the size of the pot. Now I drape the covers over that cover, right? So I have a pot cover that's larger than the pot. Now I drape the covers over it. So yeah, on top, that towel is touching the top of the pot. But on the side, there's a big space in between the towel and the actual pot. Mutter, that is mutter. The kivin she'ena begadim nesunim ela aloise kli rachav. Since the beged, the towel, is only sitting on this wide cover, she'ena nageya betzide kedera, that's not touching the sides of the pot. Einkan hatmana, that is not considered hatmana. Okay, so let's pause over here. This is going to lead into another thought of the mechaber, but let's first see the mishavur on this. Sif katan lamed tes kol shehu nehenu ken chatzay mechaber usamach. Any time that the covering is not touching the side, as the mechaber says, the mishavur, don't get excited. And the mechaber is going to tell us this scenario. Hilkach hecha ata chazal afarish bekitza mashet kasa betchilas asif. He's coming back over here to explain what he started the sif with. Afal pishem mutta lahashos, even though it's mutta to leave the pot. And he's connecting the two parts. This case is that you can leave the pot, and this case is that, but if regular atmana on the case that you can leave the pot is considered atmana that's mice of hevel, and therefore you're not allowed to, and then this case is where the covering is not touching the sides of the pot, then it is mutav. Now the mechaber said that the bottom of the pot is not touching the coals. As I mentioned, the Mechaber is going according to his Shita, Saf Sif Aleph, Avol, that the bottom of the pot is now going to be touching the coals, and if it's touching the coals, automatically you have Atmana that's Mice of Evil. According to Ramah, Even if the bottom is touching the coals, gam kem shari kivin shakaderi magula, since the sides of the pot is completely open, bein tamim begadim, and it's not wrapped up in covers or begadim or whatever it is. So that's again that same achlokes. Rachav, we put a cover on it. That's why. Who I think shenoisa pikaderi daf rachav beinyan. The main point is that it's not covering the sides of the pots. Ain't kanatmana, that's not hatmana. Behine. Okay, so again, just so we're clear, the Mechaber's case was if I go ahead and I put a pot on, let's say how it's negated to us, I put a pot on the blech and I cover it up with a blanket or towel, that's hatmana, that's mice of hevel. Okay, if I put a pot on top of the blech and I put a large cover on it that's much larger than the pot, so now, even though I put a, something covering over it, since that will not be touching the side, and it's the Rav Shlomo Zalman says it has to be obvious that it's not touching the side. It can't just be a centimeter bigger. It has to be significantly bigger. And it's not touching. That is not considered hatmana. Okay? Even though it's covered, but since it's not touching, it's not a normal way of hatmana. That's not considered hatmana. That's what the Mechaber told us so far. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here. Ein kan hatmana, vehineh. This is all talking about that there's a fire under the blech, or in their case, in the kira. Avlam ein esh bekira klal. If there's no fire at all, yeshoymer ein lasa lahamik kedera. So what's going on over here? Okay, so we have to understand the metzias because today bisman hazeh it's a little bit different. So I used my kira, which was this oven that was made out of earth and whatever it was, some sort of cement-like substance that they would have then. It would have a inside, there would be such a hole where I put my fire in. On top, there was two holes, and I was able to put my pot into those two holes, and that's how the pot would cook from the fire beneath it. So he says, now what happens if I have a kira that I used to cook during the day, but now there's no fire. The fire is completely out. Now, as we've learned already, the walls of those ovens would get very, very hot. They would retain heat for quite some time after the fire went out. So he says, this that the Mechaber said that if I put the pot on and I wrap it up on top of my kira, that is hatmana, that's mice of hevel, that's talking about that the fire is still burning. And in our case, we have a fire all under the blech. However, if the fire, if ein esh bekira klal, if there's no fire at all, yeshayim she'ein la'asa lahamik kedera, there's no issa to put the pot on top of it, ulechasoyse and cover it up with begadim before Shabbos, obviously. The af gam ken godel, even though the kira itself still is containing a lot of heat, umois of hevel, and this will add heat to the pot that you placed on top of it, mikol makom shari, still muta, the dafka al gabe gefes. What, when did we say hatmana that mice of hevel is oster? So you remember, and we mentioned this yesterday, we had the pulp that was left over from the olive press, right? That, when you put the pot on it, it was constantly adding heat, and the heat would be continuous adding. Ukadoima, because that is considered, you could be matmin in that gap. As the gazru and the chachamim came along and made a gzera, Shema Yatman Beremetz, we might go ahead and do Atmana in this thing that has coals mixed into it. Avalhacha, in the case where my Kira just has residual heat from having been used all day, Ein Roy Lahatman Betoicha Karkash Kira, nobody goes ahead and makes Atmana in the Kira, right? It's not possible. Hilkach Lamechish, we don't have to be Chayshish, and therefore that would not be considered, says the Mishnah Berurah, that would not be considered Atmana, that's Mice of Hevel. There's another reason why that would not be considered atmana. Yeshleiman, the loy dami le gefes. It's not considered to the olive pulp. The gefes moisef hevel me atzmai. The gefes itself is giving off heat. Avokira, the oven, ain choy melamach was a esh. The heat that's in the oven, right, was there because previously there was a fire. Ubechol shah, every moment, miskara v'hoiluch. That heat is actually getting less. Although right now, my oven walls is giving heat to my pot, but every second the oven wall is getting less hot, right? So it's hotter than my pot, so it's giving heat to my pot, but in and of itself it's losing heat. Unlike Gefes, which every moment keeps on creating new heat through that breakdown of the fermentation process that's happening. Yes, now, so that's what the Mishmaru says. Therefore, there would not be a case of Atmana No, even in this case, you shouldn't do it. You should go ahead and place a large cover on top of the pot. So this way, the blanket above it will not be touching the walls. As the Mechaber said, that would for sure be mutter. You can't go ahead and be meichel to those who are meichel in this case because be'etzem they're not doing anything wrong. Okay. V'alpizeh teda says the Mishabru. The mashnahagin lahamet kava itafshul be'erev Shabbos vayidyoim alatanor milamailo. They go ahead and you place your coffee or any other thing, any other cooked item on top of the tanor. Umechasen they cover it up with begadim. Even though they're not doing something appropriate according to the poskim that are machma, because the heat of the tana is going to add heat to the coffee pot. Unless you're going to do this idea of putting something above it that will make that the towel doesn't touch the pot. The canal, they have who to be samecham because the fire, the tanner there was even worse than the kira. The tanner would keep the heat for a very long time. But we're talking about that the fire is out. Says Batson, they're not doing anything wrong, and they have who to be samecham. If you go ahead and you put sand on top of the tanner, even if you're not doing the whole thing at money, you just have the sort of the bottom parts of the wall of the pot in the choil, and on top you covered it with begadim. Remember, choil, sand, is a problem because that is considered one of the items that's mice of hevel. So their choil is going to get heat from the tanner, and it in itself creates more heat. Oh, so that's already not like a tanner, like we said, that's constantly losing heat because the fire went out. This is constantly adding heat, so this is like the gefes, and this would therefore be usser. Ve'im koyfe kli rachav, ha'yishenoysal of daf rachav mechasa begodim elamayla, muta afshem amida achetzia b'chol. He says, if you go ahead and you put a large covering again, and therefore it's not covered on the top, you only have the chol around the bottom, and a big part of your wall, your pot is muta, then be'etzem it would be. It would be okay. Okay. Okay, we're gonna have to continue Amir Tashem on Monday because we're getting into a longer thing over here. Okay, Shkoyach, I get Shabbos.